As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And the sun is indeed rising over Missouri, folks. It's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Tuesday, March the 9th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. Especially today, as the good news is that once again, there's going to be no news. We ain't going to talk about news today. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone, call up throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email, still and yet, bvlhost@centurytel.net, bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, E-X-E-T-E-R, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. Once again, a big shout-out, as we love to do each and every day, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you so much for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Those numbers, contact information, show archives, and so much more are available on the oraclebroadcasting.com webpage. We see a little bit of a decline in the metals this morning. Let's go into that market report for Tuesday, March the 9th, 2010. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, but 1 hour ago, gold was off $12.50, trading at 11.11.20. 11/11/20. You can play that around to 11/11/2011. Lots of ways you can play that little number around, but I found it quite unusual. Anyway, $1,111.20 for gold this morning. Silver loses 31 basis points. Trades are 31 cents per ounce. Trades at $16.94. Hard to keep the pennies and basis points all in order. Trading at $16.94 a troy ounce. Platinum loses $21, trading at $1,571 an ounce. Palladium, a big whack, off $15, trades at $456 an ounce. So, all much for that. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, a relatively narrow band of trading, but a waterfall-like event happened about an hour and a half ago. Just a plunge down, a drop down. But the lows in the market are $1,107.60 for a low. The high at $1,125.20. Again, that was at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Bet at 11/11/20. Your gold is up $190 a year from a year ago today. And that would be a 20.62% return on your investment in gold. Pick it all up right there on the other side of this first break. Much more to come in today's very interesting broadcast. Stay tuned.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, the 9th of March, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We're coming to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's close out that market report for this morning. Again, active trading out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We find gold trading off $12.50. At 11.11.20, silver off 31 cents at 16.94, platinum off 21 at 15.71, and palladium off 15 at 4.56. The London Gold Fix this morning, the London Bullion Market Association, LBMA, you can put that into your browser and find out all about that. The boys in London this morning set the price at gold of $1,120, and we're $9 below that as of 9 o'clock a.m. The State Street Global Advisors, their SPDR gold shares, they report this morning that they're holding 1,116.2 ton of gold, ostensibly, for a $40.39 billion holding in gold. Of course, China comes up fifth in the list of holders of gold globally. That shouldn't be too surprising. Of course, a lot of that gold is coming from us to them, but they're mining it out of the ground at a rather rapid rate as well. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed off 14 yesterday, closing at 10,553. The NASDAQ closed up 6 at 2,332. The S&P was flat on the day's trade at 1,139. Crude oil this morning, crude oil in the USDX seem to be at almost parity right now. But crude oil off $1.54 for a 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude delivered as they are in Oklahoma. Has everyone got that phrase memorized by now? Do Do I have to keep saying that? Crude oil, again, off $1.54 for a 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude delivered as they are in Oklahoma, running at $80.33, and the USDX, the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc., find that on its website there, is up 36 basis points at 80.81. In the Forex, the foreign exchange rates, we always watch the foreign exchange rates. This is the cost of doing business. You can't do business in Europe unless you change your Federal Reserve notes into the local currencies, right? All right, that's something you got to do. Doesn't matter whether you're going as a tourist or whether you're selling a carload of tin. The Canadian loonie this morning off 22 basis points, trades at 97 cents U.S. The Mexican peso down 8 basis points, still at 8 cents U.S. The euro off 72 basis points, trading at $1.35 U.S. The British pound losing 67 basis points, trades at $1.50. And the Swiss franc off 57 basis points, trading at 93 cents U.S. The bond market this morning, the bonded indebtedness, these things, all bonds are around $100 a shot. But the 2-year is yielding 0.85. The 10-year is at 3.68. The 30-year is yielding 4.65. So if you want to get into that bonded indebtedness market, there you go. The mortgages, here's another way to get into debt. You can go out and take a loan. The 15-year mortgage moves down from 4.41% a month ago to 4.37%, and this morning the 30-year is flat at 5.03, unchanged from a month ago. Well, that's the market report. A lot more on the plate than that for today. We've been going through a long series on law, and really, I mean, there's really no reason to go anyplace else. We can talk about the economy as we weave it all together. We can talk about politics. We can talk about business and finance and global this and global that. But when it all comes down, we're talking law. The new legal order, the new economic order, the new political order. As you heard the Lord Monckton on Mike Chambers' broadcast yesterday, he was even talking about a new global party, a democracy of all things. But anyway, let's find out a little bit more about that, and as we've invoked the Crown and Parliament assembled, let's go back into the history of the origins of representative government in Europe. This by Francois Guizot, a Liberty Fund book, where in lecture number 6, he writes this: liberties are nothing until they become rights, positive rights formally recognized and consecrated. Rights, even when recognized, are nothing so long as they are not entrenched within guarantees. And lastly, guarantees are nothing so long as they are not maintained by forces independent of them in the limit of their rights. Fascinating, isn't it? Liberties, nothing. Rights, nothing. It's going to take force independent of them to keep any of that in place. Convert liberties into rights, surround rights by guarantees, and trust the keeping of these guarantees to forces capable of maintaining them. Such are the successive steps in the progress towards a free government. Rather profound, isn't it? Written back in the 1820s, 1823, I think. I'll say it again. Convert liberties into rights, surround rights by guarantees, and trust the keeping of these guarantees to forces capable of maintaining them. Such are the successive steps in the progress towards a free government. This process, or this progress, was exactly realized in England in the struggle, the history of which we are about to trace. Liberties first converted themselves into rights when rights were nearly recognized. Guarantees were sought for them, and lastly, these guarantees were placed in the hands of regular powers. In this way, a representative system of government was formed. When I come on the broadcast each day and I champion the restoration of our constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government, I'm hearkening back to the beginning of this idea of a representative system of government. A representative system of government. We may date the from the reign of King John as the period when the efforts of the English aristocracy to procure a recognition and establishment of their rights became conspicuous. They then demanded and extorted charters. Keyword there, extorted. During the reign of Edward I, the charters were fully recognized and confirmed. They became real public rights. And it was at the same epoch that a parliament began to be definitely formed. Do look into that word parliament. Take it apart. Study it piece by piece. Par, lia, men, ter, ian, arians, and all that. Lia, ligare, par, parley, parabolic, parabola, focus, locus, lia, ligare, the vine. The process meant Arian, those that were doing it, parliamentarianism, a belief system. During the reign of Edward I, the charters were fully recognized and confirmed. They became real public rights. And it was at the same time that a parliament began to be definitely formed. That is to say, the organization of political guarantees commenced, and with it the creation of the regular power to which they are entrusted. I spoke yesterday about agents, principals, and third parties. Well, been through it again.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
These various essays written by Francois Guizot, so long ago, back in the 1820s, 1830s, thereabouts. And he's laying out some of the basics. How did we get to where we are at today? Understand this idea about parliamentarianism, why it's so important when we think about principals, agents, and third parties. Certainly, this was a transition period. This was a time period where the people, but not really the people, were the statesmen. Well, not really statesmen, more like statists, but the landsmen, or the propertied classes, the lords and the ladies of the manors, the nobles, out of feudalism, started to gain control of governments through parliaments and parliamentarianism, that belief in that system of a deliberative assembly, the refutation, if you will, of monarchies and the divine right to rule of kings. Very interesting situation developing, certainly at the close of the feudal period. But dropping down a little bit further in lecture number 6, we find Henry II, having skipped over quite a bit here, toward the close of his reign, imposed by his own authority a tax of 1/6 on all movable property. We talked about that. Chattels real property, and chattels personal property, all movable property. Chattels, like cattle, beasts on the fields, chattels, something that can be moved. Not the same as land. The reign of Richard, the reign of Richard, you know, King Richard, Richard the Lionheart, was entirely occupied with his brilliant but unfortunate expositions and offers nothing especially illustrative of the history of institutions. Again, institutions. First, you have an instrument, according to Peter Drucker, in his writings. First, you have an instrument. Becomes an instrumentality, then it's converted into an institution, and as soon as you convert an instrument, something useful, into an institution, the timeline begins immediately for decay. That's the way it goes. The absence of the king and the weakness of the royal power supplied the feudal aristocracy with opportunities for extending their importance. But they did not at that time take advantage of their superiority to procure a recognition of their rights. Not until the reign of John, King John, did the struggle become violent and victory decisive. Which brings us to lecture number 7, the Charter of John, or the Great Charter, 1215. This is the Runnymede period. During King Richard's absence, the administration of the kingdom had fallen into the hands of the barons. The feudal aristocracy had begun again to interfere directly in the government, both by ways of encroachment and of resistance. Still, the acts of the barons had no longer the same character which they possessed under the preceding reigns. They no longer offered an open resistance. They did not demand any new charters. They did not petition for the observance of former ones, but they silently collected their forces in anticipation of a struggle which was to be decisive. You kind of visualize that. Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergs, everyone sharpening their knives, not demanding anything, silently collecting their forces in anticipation of a struggle which was to be decisive. The World Federalist Council, the Club of Rome. We find them submitting to the exactions. Remember, we talked about that. 42 U.S.C. 1981. Rights, your civil rights. We find them, that would be the barons, submitting to the exactions which Richard imposed on all classes of society, both for his crusades and for his ransom. Nevertheless, the old maxims as to the necessity of obtaining the consent of the barons, there it is, that voluntary compliance, your silence is implied assent or consent. Nevertheless, the old maxims as to the necessity of obtaining the consent of the barons to every extraordinary imposition had revived with new vigor. It's again the PAT we talked about yesterday. If you missed yesterday's broadcast, you're running half empty this morning. Visit the archive page and listen to it over the afternoon or over the evening when you can, where you can. Principal, agent, third parties, agency and employments, well, we're right here again. Nevertheless, the old maxims as to the necessity of obtaining the consent of the barons to every extraordinary imposition had revived with new vigor. This right of giving consent to the tributes was vindicated with an increasingly determined firmness, and in the first assembly which Richard held at Nottingham after his return from the East, that would be the Near East, he was unable to establish an impost of 2 shillings on every hide of land, that would be property taxes, until he had obtained the consent of his barons. Already, every tribute that was levied on the sole authority of the king had begun to stir up a spirit of resistance. Every time Barry the usurper and the boys impose or suggest a new tax, it stirs up a spirit of resistance, the revolution in the air. This resistance declared itself as soon as John ascended the throne, and the opposition which had been preparing during the reign of Richard then started into prominence. The reign of John may be divided into 3 epochs. From 1199 till 1206, he was occupied with his quarrels with the king of France, and with the struggle which arose from the refusal of the barons to second him in his continental enterprises. From 1206 to 1213, John was occupied by his disputes with the Pope and the clergy. And lastly, from the year 1213 to the close of his reign, his position with reference to the barons and the clergy became more and more hostile. It revealed to him their power, his own feebleness, and constantly succumbing before them. We see him yielding one point after another to the clergy and the barons, who were always united in their attacks upon him. Think about that. The clergy and the barons, Council for National Policy, and the Council of Foreign Relations. Funny how that works out, isn't it? Time and time again. Until at length he granted the celebrated charter, usually called the Magna Carta, C-H-A-R-T-A, which is a lasting monument of John's defeat and the abiding basis of the English Constitution. And for a more in-depth study, you might visit Carolyn Harris's Iconoclast report website. I think it's the New World Order Library, and check on constitutions and find out all about the Magna Charter, or Magna Carta, as I say it. John was not the lawful heir to the crown. It belonged to his nephew, Arthur, Duke of Bretagne, or something like Bretagne, whose rights were further confirmed by a testament of Richard. Nevertheless, by his largesse and his yielding disposition, John found no difficulty in usurping the throne of England, and we have a usurper today. Good old Barry. In 1201, John demanded of the barons, whom he had assembled at Oxford, that they should assist him in the war which he purposed to carrying on in France. They required, as the price of their assistance, that the king should promise to restore to them their liberties and privileges. It's not freedoms, my friends. These are liberties and privileges. The rise of statism. The state is arrogated unto itself. All of the natural law returned as codified, statutory, regulated, privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with literally trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has gone down 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver is up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, a large inventory, plus very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at ChristosTrading.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And, of course, we can look at King John again at the time of the Magna Carta. As for what he really turned into, he introduced into his retinue bullies whom he called champions of royalty, and he obliged the discontented barons to enter into the lists with them and to settle by these pretended judicial combats their disputes with the crown. Here we go, these pretended judicial combats, enter the attorneys, right? Arthur, I should go on here, at length his exactions, 42 U.S.C., 1981, at length his exactions, his tyrannical proceedings, and above all the murder of Arthur, whom he is said to have assassinated with his own hand, excited against him almost general rising. Well, a lot more to that. The king, enraged against the court of Rome, listen carefully now, drove all the monks from Canterbury and made himself master of their revenues. Accordingly, the Pope excommunicated John. That's bad news. Placed the whole kingdom under his ban and released his subjects from the oath of fidelity which they had sworn to John. Moreover, he charged Philip Augustus to execute his decrees and offered to him the crown of England. Philip eagerly accepted the present, while John, frightened by the double danger which pressed upon him, demanded, but in vain, assistance from his barons. He had unjustly acted towards them, and now he found them indifferent to his misfortunes. At last, stripped of all resources and left without hope, he sought safety and submission and saved himself by means of base servility. He declared himself a vassal of the Pope and engaged to pay him annually a tribute of 1,000 marks. Crown and Parliament assembled, or just another council of cardinals, another college of cardinals? Well, there's more to that. Dropping down a bit further in the story, such was the pervading feeling when, on August the 25th of 1213, an assembly of the barons was convened at London. In one of their meetings, Cardinal Langton informed them that he had found a copy of the charter of Henry I, which was then entirely forgotten. This charter was read to the assembly and received with enthusiasm. Another meeting was held at St. Edmundsbury on November the 20th of 1214, and there each baron, laying his hand upon the altar, took an oath that he would use his efforts to force the king to restore in full vigor the charter of Henry I. They soon presented themselves at London in arms. They soon presented themselves at London in arms. A well-regulated militia being necessary. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. They soon presented themselves at London in arms. Whatever the prince can field against the people, we the people have the right to field against a despotic and tyrannical government. Whatever government is no longer pleasing and affecting the ends that were set out for them, we have not only the right but the duty to throw off such a tyranny. Old concepts. They soon presented themselves at London in arms on January the 5th of 1215. They demanded from John in a formal and positive way the renewal of this charter as well as the laws of Edward the Confessor. John, terrified by their firmness, requested that some leisure might be granted to him in order to think over these demands, and accordingly his answer was deferred till Easter. Ishtar. And it continues, John, determining to make another effort in order to secure the support of the church, took the cross on the 2nd of February, 1215, and made a vow to lead an army into Palestine, and such goes John, and on and on and on. The Great Charter is almost entirely devoted to the settlement of rights and the confirmation of the privileges claimed by the laity. Talking about on the 13th of June, a conference was opened in a plain called Runnymede between Windsor and Staines. The two parties had separate encampments as declared enemies. After some trifling debates, the king at first adopted the preliminary articles, and 4 days after, on the 19th of June of 1215, he made the grant of the famous act known by the name of the Great Charter or Magna Carta. This charter, the most complete and important that had yet appeared, may be divided into three distinct parts. One referring to the interests of the clergy, another regulating those of the nobility, and the third belonging to the people. This method of division is not taken from the order in which the articles of the actual charter are distributed, but I have here adopted it in order to render my account of it more natural and distinct, so writes our historian, Francois Guizot, on the history of the origins of representative government in Europe. Let's talk a little bit more about representation. I want to find a place here to start. Where would be the best place to start? I think it was Simon's here. Let's see, where is this place? I had so many of them bookmarked in this book. I'm going to refer to a book that was written by, oh, that would be a good one. That's the Rich Burke. Let's see if I can find Simon. I want Simon. Let's see if I can find Simon in here. Yes, getting close, getting hot, coming over the target here. No, that's Rousseau. Let's see, we're getting hot. Well, let's play around with Simon a little bit. Now, where is Simon? Going to have to find him. This is a book titled Representation. It was edited by Hannah Finichel Pitkin, Atherton Press, published out of New York in 1969. Yeah, let's see if I can find it in here. Yeah, where is it? Simon. Well, I don't see Simon, for goodness sakes. Well, I'll pick him up in a minute. Let's go into a little bit further. You start out of the essays of representative government in Europe. We then go into the impossibility of representation as understood by none other than Jean-Jacques Rousseau, his social contract. What are we doing? We're still working around this concept of contractual liabilities of the principals and agents as our politicians, as agents, we the people being the principals. The third parties could be perhaps understood in some senses as all of the lobbyists and the NGOs and so on and so forth. We'll play around a little bit here with the impossibility of representation. Jean-Jacques Rousseau, the social contract. He begins this way. The authors, Anna Finichel Pitkin, begins this way with a quotation from D.D.H. Cole, quote, "No man can represent another man, and no man's will can be treated as a substitute for or representative of the wills of others." As I've stated before, when we look at this idea of the restoration of the constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government, we're really dealing with a mouthful. It requires an awful lot of, a wonderful lot of study to grasp and understand just what kind of government we were given. What kind of government did you give us? The lady asked, and Franklin replied, "A republic, if you can keep it." But no man can represent another man, and no man's will can be treated as a substitute for or representative of the wills of others. Representation is a challenging concept. How would one represent another? Lest he be sent. "It is my wish," writes Jean-Jacques Rousseau, after just Rousseau, "it is my wish to inquire whether it is possible within the civil order to discover a legitimate and stable basis of government." Now, if you've never studied anything about Rousseau, he was a piece of work. Another seedy fellow. But he did write, "The social contract, this I shall do by considering human beings," he's using the phrase, "human beings, as they are, and laws as they might be." Human beings as they are, laws as they might be. "I shall attempt throughout my investigations to maintain a constant connection between what right permits and interest demands." What right permits and interest demands, in order that no separation may be made between justice and utility. This is before the writings of John Stuart Mill, the founder, if you will, of utilitarianism. "I intend to begin without first proving the importance of my subject. Am I, it will be asked, either prince or legislator, that I take it upon me to write of politics? My answer is no. And it is for that very reason that I have chosen politics as the matter of my book. Were I either the one or the other, I should not waste my time in laying down what has to be done. I should do it, or else hold my peace." It's the idea of becoming vocal local. We fill our minds with all of this stuff, and then we go do it. It's all about action, not pontification. Possible. We'll be right back.
Heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com. The official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so we've returned once again. Let's see here. Now I've got to make sure I got that folded over into that spot so that we can come back to where I need to be. Boy, this is something. I love it. Live radio. Producing the broadcast while I give the broadcast, while I do the research during the breaks. It's rather enjoyable. Anyway, let's go back over here. Picking up a little bit from Rousseau. I did find what I was looking for. But we'll tarry here for a little bit further. And that is, I'm going to jump forward in this, the subject introduced, man is born free, and everywhere he is in chains. We've talked about that. The difference between someone that is free and versus someone that's a slave or in bondage. Many man believes himself to be the master of others who is no less than they a slave. How did this change take place? I don't know. What can make it legitimate? To this question, I hope to be able to answer or furnish an answer. Were I considering only force and the effects of force, I should say, so long as a capital P people is constrained to obey and does in fact obey, it does well. This is voluntary compliance. Constrained to obey and does in fact obey. So soon as it can shake off its yoke, and succeeds in doing so, it does better. The fact that it has recovered its liberty by virtue of the same right by which it was stolen means either that it is entitled to resume it or that it was theft by others. In the first place, without justification. But the social order is a sacred right which serves as a foundation for all other rights. This right, however, since it comes not by nature, must have been built upon conventions. To discover what these conventions are is the matter of our inquiry, but before proceeding further, I must establish the truth of what I have so far advanced. And then he continues in the social contract. And there's a lot to it. disagree with some of the things that Jean-Jacques Rousseau advances, but I don't disagree with everything that he advances. Of governments in general, he writes this. And just before that, instead of giving anything away, he makes a profitable bargain, exchanging peril and uncertainty for security, natural independence for true liberty, the power of injuring others for his own safety, the strength of his own right arm, which others might always overcome, for a right which corporate solidity renders invincible. All these, then, are the trade-offs made as we move into government. As opposed to Thomas Hobbes' Leviathan, all men at war against all men. Before speaking, still, Rousseau, before speaking of the various forms of government, let us make some attempt to establish the precise meaning of the word government itself, for it has never, hitherto, been really well explained. I warn the reader that he must apply his mind to this chapter slowly and deliberately. I have not the skill to make my meaning clear, save to those who concentrate their attention upon it. Two causes combine to produce every free action. The one moral, namely the will, which determines the act. The other physical, namely the strength which executes it. One is moral, the other is the act, the other is physical. Moral and strength. The strong right arm. The mighty men of valor. When I walk towards an objective, I must, in the first place, have made up my mind to reach it. In the second, my feet must be capable of carrying me thither. A paralytic may wish to run, an active man may wish not to. In either case, the result is the same, for both remain where they are. Inaction, malaise, doing nothing. The body politic is controlled by similar springs of action, and the same distinction can be made when speaking of it, between strength and will. The latter, under the name of legislative power, the other, under that of executive power. Nothing can or should be done without a combination of the two. Our founders were wise enough to set our system up that way. We have seen that the legislative power belongs to the people. In a republic, the power resides with the people. And where he's using power and where he's using people, he's capitalizing them. Capital P, power, capital P, people. And can belong to nobody else. It will easily be understood from the principles already established that the executive power, on the contrary, cannot belong to the generality as a legislating or supreme body, because it is concerned only with particular acts which do not fall within the competence of the law, nor consequently of the sovereign, whose actions can take the form only of laws. The strength, therefore, of the body politic cannot be exerted save through an appropriate agent who translates it into action in accordance with instructions issued by the general will, acts as a channel of communication for the state and sovereign, and performs for the public ends the same functions as that fulfilled in the individual man by the union of mind and body. And that is why the state needs a government. The word is wrongly confounded with sovereignty. In fact, it is nothing but its minister. And then he's going to come on, and he's going to ask the question and attempt to answer it. Then what is government? But we can see here, when we're studying uniform commercial code, business, administrative law, that once again we're dealing with an agent. And that the strength thereof of the body politic cannot be exerted except through an appropriate agent. Our agents. We are the principal. Politicians, the officials, they are the agents. And the agent translates it into action in accordance with instructions issued by the general will. What is the general will? That's the moral. The one, two causes combined to produce every free action. The one, moral, namely the will, which determines the act, the general will. The other, physical, namely the strength, which executes it. So the agent translates it into action in accordance with instructions issued by the general will. And we don't send our agents either to into municipal government, into county government, into state government, or federal or global governance with instructions any longer. We lost a valuable, valuable piece of understanding as to what is government. What's it all about originally? Let's jump over here. I was looking for Simon, but it was his first name, not his last. The representational likeness. Here's a quote from John Adams to start this out. John, again, we're still working from Hannah Finichel Pitkin's book titled Representation. A representative legislature should be an exact portrait in miniature of the people at large, as it should think, feel, reason, and act like them. The idea of establishing a constitutionally limited republican form of representative government is that the government is a mirror of we the people, according to John Adams. That a representative legislature, whether that be in your state, the House of Commons, the House of Lords, whether that be in your state or your county, county commissions, whether that be your town councils, or whether that be Congress and the Senate, the representative legislature should be an exact portrait in miniature of the people at large, as it should think, feel, reason, and act like them. Points up the importance of coming out from underneath the control of the established two-party political system. I dare say that Congress assembled is a direct miniature, an exact portrait of the people at large any longer. Obviously, they don't even listen to the people. They thumb their nose at it, demand the use of titles of nobility. Because it took a long time to become a senator, didn't it, Senator? This particular section is titled Proportional Representation, and we'll talk about it a little bit as we come back in the second hour of today's broadcast. Of course, your calls are always welcome at 866-841-1065. In the Austin, Texas area, you can call in at 512-904-8014. Stick with us. A lot more to come. And we're going to go back into our law books as well.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Take Cardivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cardivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cardivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cardivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cardivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cardivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, March the 9th, the 9th of March, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Again, the call-in numbers are 512-904-8014 if you have unlimited long-distance access or you live in the Austin, Texas area. And internationally, around America and around the world, you can call in at 866-841-1065. Talking about representation, the representational likeness. This, again, out of a book published by the Atherton Conspiracies, I think it is. What is it? Atherton Controversies. The editor is Hannah Finichel Pitkin, an associate professor of political science at the University of California at Berkeley, California. She was awarded her bachelor's and master's degree by the University of California at L.A. and her doctorate by the University of California at Berkeley, also taught at San Francisco State College and at the University of Wisconsin. Professor Pitkin is the author of The Concept of Representation, 1967, and of several articles in professional journals. An interesting woman, writes well. She certainly pulled together a lot of interesting material for us to look at in this book and work titled Representation. This particular segment, being as short as it is, we'll just introduce Simon Stern and his writings, The Proportional Representation, The Forms of Government. By government, we mean, everyone wants to define government, but by government, we mean that organization, or that organism, interesting use of the word there, that organism, whatever its form, which represents the absolute sovereign power of a people. Now, the selections are from Simon Stern, Representative Government and Personal Representation, published out of Philadelphia by the J.P. Lippincott Company in 1871. So we opened today's two-hour broadcast with selected essays from François Guizot's writings, The History of the Origins of Representative Government in Europe, a Liberty Fund book. But he wrote those delivered those essays in 1820s. And so now we're jumping towards the end of that century, 1871, looking at Lippincott and Company's publication of Simon Stern, the author, Representative Government and Personal Representation. By government, we mean that organism. Now that, when I come across that word, I think of Auguste Comte. Isidore Auguste Marie François Xavier Comte, the founder, if you will, of sociology, the man who coined the terminology, the phrase. He was enamored and a bit of a follower of the great physiologist, I think it was Henri Bichat. Bichat was one that would use terms like organism quite frequently in his writings. By government, we mean that organism, whatever its form, which represents the absolute sovereign power of a people and which enforces and receives from the individuals thereof habitual obedience. So we can see the use of this sovereign people idea, much advanced from the time of King John at Runnymede, when our author there, Guizot, denies the appellation of sovereign in association with either the lords or the people. But here we're using it freely. The absolute sovereign power of a people, and which enforces and receives from the individuals thereof habitual obedience, the great divisions which embrace all forms of government are, is rather interesting, right off the bat, idiocracy. Who would have ever thought of such a thing? Written in 1871. We'll pick up the idiocracy on this other side of this break. But
claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Zoomer's now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we are back on Tuesday, March the 9th, 9th of March, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Now in our second hour, we come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. The call-in numbers always remain 866-841-1065. You're welcome to weigh in on the topics that we're discussing, that's for sure. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become a vocal local. Big shout out once again to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and AM 1710. Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota, all now joining us in our second hour. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. We're looking at a book that was written by Hannah Finichel Pitkin, a University of California Berkeley type, but she writes fairly well. She's compiled some very interesting things for us to put into our mind. She is a political scientist, if you could say so. The Simon Stern writing this, Simon Stern, back in 1871, this work titled Proportional Representation, The Forms of Government, and by government we mean that organism, whatever its form, which represents the absolute sovereign power of a people, and which enforces and receives from the individuals thereof habitual obedience. Feeling a little bit like government is habit-forming. The great divisions which embrace all forms of government are... And you can go back and look in Aristotle's Politics, and you'll see a similar listing. But idiocracy, or theocracy, there you go. So we can talk about idiocracy, but let us please understand that an idiocracy Idiocracy is a theocracy. It's the government of a people by a god or gods through priests. Yes, we're right back to the little g god men and the man in the fish hat, who are the supposed direct exponents of his or their will. Whoever wields the governing power are invested by the fancy of a barbarous and simple-minded people with superhuman attributes, and as such hold absolute sway until by some oracular sentence, revelation, or other manifestation of the divine will, they and their dynasty are deposed. Well, it's rather pointed and candid outlook at idiocracy, theocracies, and the like. Remember, though, William Penn, wasn't it? Those that will not be ruled by God will be ruled by tyrants. Consider it. Keep it in mind. The whole idea of the difference between an anarch and an archist. We talked about that in our study of anarchism. Monarchy, the second form, the government of a people by an absolute sovereign who represents its totality and who in his own person is the state, who reigns but is not ruled, the divine right of kings to rule, to reign, who reigns but is not ruled. No one rules over the Queen of England. An aristocracy, the government of a people by a class or stock thereof, who, forming a minority of the whole, govern absolutely the remainder, though they are themselves as individuals subject to the rule of their class. Again, we're thinking about the three parts, if you will, to this idea of agency, contracting, liability of principals and agents, principals, agents, and third parties. PAT, if you will, just to help remember it. And then fourth, we have a democracy. Of course, we heard Lord Monckton championing for a world democracy, didn't we, yesterday? Thank you, Lord Monckton. Democracy, government by a whole people, either directly or indirectly through representatives of themselves. Representatives of themselves. In democracy, the relations of subject and ruler exist as much so as in other forms. Each citizen, however, has the dual character of governor. As one of the collective mass, holding and wielding the sovereign power and as a subject in his individual capacity. As the whole people have never in any form of democracy taken part in the public management of their affairs, as we find in the purest form of this government, subject races or classes, a subjection depending upon social condition, color, sex, property, and intellectual incapacity, it is difficult to distinguish clearly and definitely this form from an aristocracy. In other words, one could long for a democracy, but when you long for a democracy, you ultimately end up examining an aristocracy. The difference is one represented more by the spirit which respectively sways the social organism than by the actual counting of governing and subject members. The aristocracy is based upon an assumption of an hereditary distinction between the higher and lower classes of human beings and embodies and ossifies this distinction by rigid outward forms. And hence, whenever we look into those at the top of the pile, they always seem to be third and fourth cousins of each other. It's just an inbred swill, if you will. Allow me to say so. A democracy embodies the equality of the people, of each individual, and in its government claims to represent the community as its forms may and constantly do expand to embrace such as were theretofore excluded from the governing power. Now, this is important. The constitution of the Greek republics, more especially the Athenian, gives us the democratic form in its fullest and most logical degree. The people, i.e. the free men, right? Old dead white guys, but slave owners, right? Well, where to get the ideas. Give us the democratic form in its fullest and most logical degree. The people, i.e. the freemen, we the people, the free men, legislated directly and without the intermediation of any political machinery. In other words, our founders, recognizing that parties and factions were a spirit of division that we should eschew and avoid like the plague they are, looking back and also having read Aristotle and other writings, constituted this republic as a representative system of government, sans the political machinery, to an extent therefore and since unknown to political history. The Greeks. All important public questions were submitted to public meetings for discussion and decision. This is the grain, if you will, the kernel, one of them, of the town hall meeting. These meetings took place almost weekly, getting together on a regular basis to discuss things, weekly meetings. It is only by remembering that the Athenian slaves performed almost all the manual and skilled labor of the community that we can reconcile the fact of such general devotion to public life with individual prosperity. In these public gatherings of a people exercising the right of self-government, the ideal democracy found its first and only realization. At these, the Athenian above 20 years of age felt himself a sovereign and exercised personally all those duties which now devolve on the legislatures of a republican form of government. We'll be right back.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with literally trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has gone down 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver is up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, a large inventory, plus very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at ChristosTrading.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. enginebrain.com. enginebrain.com.
See the reality behind the illusions. Join us on the Iconoclast Report, Saturdays, 12 to 4 p.m., shattering paradigms one show at a time.
Every week turned in looking at this concept of representative government just a little bit closer. You know, it's going to take just a whole lot more than pinning tea bags on your revolution t-shirt and chanting things like end the Fed or 9/11 truth. You know, they make for a great afternoon, kind of a social gathering thing. Maybe you could step out for beers and pizza later. But as far as affecting any long-lasting change, we need to raise the ante a little bit here and understand just exactly what it is we're dealing with. You know, the master blasters, the little G God men sit up on their cloud-like mansions and laugh and laugh. They look at the sheeple and they just laugh and laugh. Because the people really haven't taken the time necessary to find out really anything about the system. They don't understand how it works or how it was intended to work and what we can do to change the system. But anyway, back again, the characteristic traits of a democratic constitution that the majority govern were here fully developed. Each citizen, again, Athens, each citizen could speak, vote upon, or propose any law or resolution. Of course, they wouldn't have been able to get together for all these weekly meetings if it hadn't been for the Athenian slaves, but we have a great many of slaves now ourselves. We've got the garbage disposal and the dishwasher, the trash compactor, the refrigerator, municipally supplied water and sewer, and so on and so forth. We have a lot of our own slaves. We have an automobile. It doesn't require anyone to carry out the dung or bring in the feed. You just pop in, get the key, and off you go, right? We got a lot of slaves for ourselves, a heating system that doesn't require any woodcutters, a cooling system that doesn't require lots of people with fans, so on and so forth. Representative government, still from this article, the government of the people, by the people themselves, is possible. However, only when the territory of the republic is composed of one city or is in so small a compass that the citizens can readily meet at stated and frequent intervals. And so we can get together in our local voting precincts and deliberate one with another, advance issues, hash things out. But it really, when it comes to governing, things get bigger than that, and that's where we need to understand the representative system of government, the importance of agents and principals and third parties, and the concept of instruction. Certainly Thomas Paine was not ignorant of any of this when he was speaking and writing in the colonies, considered by many later to be the father of modern republicanism. But he was talking about the United States, the colonies that they could see at that time, because they were ignorant at the extent of the landmass they were looking at. They just hadn't explored the inner regions. There had been voyageurs who had made it to the West Coast as far north as probably southern Alaska. There's certainly been explorations all up and down the coast of the entire single continent, North and South America. Most people knew how to do math in those days, and they could figure out that this wasn't going to, the 13 colonies wasn't going to be a provincial government, but it was going to be a continental affair. And so when they styled the form of government, they understood this complexity. And I'll just state it the same way the author has again. The government of the people by the people themselves is possible, however, only when the territory of the republic is composed of one city or is in so small a compass, such as the 13 colonies on the eastern seaboard, that the citizens could readily meet at stated and frequent intervals and at times of unforeseen contingencies can be called together with the sound of a trumpet. Well, the 13 colonies was a little bit out of trumpet shot, but certainly riders could be dispatched. A further condition of such a form of government is the necessary leisure on the part of the citizen to devote his thoughts and his time to public questions. So when your head is bent down and your elbows are pumping as you hoe that 5 miles of beans every day for your daily gruel and cup of grog, you're not exactly in that space and place of mind where you can think along all these higher things. You don't have time to devote your thoughts and time to public questions. Knowing that, universal suffrage was introduced to really ball up the works. People that had absolutely no understanding of the various issues before them, casting ballots for individuals and things like that. But a leisure possible only if he wants, if the wants of the members of the community are but few and simple. Once again, this whole idea of all of this cheap Chinese plastic crap flooding our marketplaces, the headlong rush into sustainable development where demand drives the day, economy, environment, and equity, loading our houses up like a bunch of crows or raccoons, every imaginable little shiny this and that packed into every closet in the house. These are all things that make leisure impossible because you're always driven by want instead of procuring needs. A leisure possibly only if the wants of the members of the community are but few and simple, and the laws to be enacted and enforced but few in number. Or if the great bulk of the labor necessary to produce the commodities consumed by the people is performed by a subject, race, or class. Hence outsourcing, we bring the Chinese people into subjection to the Western marketplace, and we keep their heads bent down and their elbows pumping as we sit back in a supposed lap of luxury here with time to come on the internet, time for thinking along government and public questions. For nations having an extensive territory, and that certainly would be us, great variety and division of employment, that would be us at least in our past, and that intense competition in every human activity which makes exclusive devotion to one business of life a condition of success, that's the division of labor there. We have all of the experts say, everyone with their advanced degrees. No one knows how to repair a toilet, but everyone can pontificate. Anyway, exclusive devotion, again, to one business of life, a condition of success. The form of democracy, as the Athenians had it, is utterly impractical, impracticable, I should say. Such a people must, if they desire to preserve the democratic idea, do the work of legislation by deputies or representatives. Now we're back to this idea of agents again. And the business of administration by officers, elected or appointed from time to time to administer this or that trust, and for the time being to wield this or that power. And so we're right in the study then of the idea of the relationship between principals and agents and third parties. We're dealing in the laws of commerce. Maritime law, lex mercatoria, more ever so than ever, any consideration of constitutional law. And so we go back into this, the liability of the principal in general. A principal is liable on all contracts properly executed and entered into by an agent possessing actual or apparent authority to enter into the contract, provided that the third party knows that the agent is contracting for the principal. Just about sums up government. We'll be right back.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com. The official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again. I'd like to watch on the statistics that are available to we hosts and to you as well, the audience, you know, but it's an amazement to me that consistently, most days, these foul-mouthed, profane stand-up comics draw a greater audience hour after hour after hour than does a broadcast such as this. It's no wonder we're going to hell in a handbasket here. We're on the greased bobsled chute to nowhere because people can't deal with simple things like what we're talking about. Of course, it's not all that simple. It does use language that, you know, full sentences and things like that. It's not all full with profanity and slurs and everything else, and so it's a little bit tedious at times. But I guess it's just the difference between whether you want to have pablum or whether you want to deal with truth, stronger meat. So we're looking at this idea of the liability of principals and agents. We're talking about government and representative government in general through the lens of business law. Because isn't that really what it is? It's the military-industrial complex posing as government. We've talked about the established two-party political system, both of which are corporations, both at the state level and at the, probably in the federal union, the central committees. Sounds a little bit like the Goss plan to me, a little bit too much like Soviet Union for me, but again, A principal is liable on all contracts properly executed. If we're the principal in this, and of course these hats can change, we can just pass the hats back and forth between each other all the time. Sometimes I might wear the principal hat and you would wear the agent hat and someone else would wear the third party hat, P, A, and T on our three ball caps here. We change around often, frequently, throughout the course of a day, throughout the course of a month, throughout the course of a business transaction, and certainly politically. But a principal is liable on all contracts properly executed and entered into by an agent possessing actual or apparent authority. What is actual or apparent authority? When you go to the poll and you cast your vote, and John Doe becomes your state representative, he has apparent authority to act on your behalf as your agent, has he not? And so then you become liable on all contracts properly executed and entered into by said agent. I think that's important. Am I mistaken? Do you think it's important? All right. Provided that the third party knows that the agent is contracting for the principal, who then would be the third party in these cases? Well, there would be all of these various agencies then, sub-agents that are created, and all of the contractors, the people that provide the food for the school, the people that sell the school buses, the bluebirds and all of that to the school, the people that provide maintenance and diesel fuel contracts to the school. The government is contracting all the time, but they're contracting with your blessing. Possessing, as agents, possessing either actual or apparent authority given them by you and by our state constitutions. A principal is also liable for unauthorized contracts entered into by a purported agent if the principal, with knowledge of all the facts, ratifies the contract. So here we have the United States Constitution that talks about a decennial census. And yet, operatives in your state, agents working within your state, government, SEMA, FEMA, Hazard Mitigation Planning, FEMA, the Office of Information Administration, and other offices in your state are working tandem as a partnership with the federal government to extract certain data from you that can then be plugged into the state databases, ostensibly in private, not sharing their information with anyone. The census shares it first with your counties, with your cities, with your states, and then with all of the planning commissions and so on and so forth. But they keep it so private. Unless you just happen to find the laptop that has the X. And there we go, back again. That's the fourth time today. Fortunately, the other three times all happened during the breaks, folks. Sorry about that little drop there. But we've been having repeated drops from Oracle throughout the broadcast today. As I said, the other three times occurred right during breaks, which was quite handy, this one live on air. Talking about authority, principals and agents, therefore a principal is not liable upon a contract that he is not actually or apparently authorized and has not ratified. So we get into this idea that was advanced by Karen Tostada in regards to the 15th of each month, where we don't buy, we don't comply, and we ask why. As principals in our republic, where the power resides with the people, As principals, we are not liable upon any contract that has not actually or apparently been authorized and ratified by us. You don't comply. You don't give your consent. It's going to be tough. You're going to have some gonadula, some testicular fortitude, to just simply say no. But we understand that every time we reach our hands out for unearned grants and aid, the shekels, that little bag of shekels, and when we grab that bag of shekels, the shackles of control are inevitably clamped on. It's to our detriment. It is to our hurt to be involved with that system. And so we need to withdraw quietly, conveniently. We now have a new sponsor on the network, Christos. They sell gold and silver products and other precious metals. Perhaps you want to quietly move out of Federal Reserve notes while you yet have time to do so. Well, brokers still will take a Federal Reserve note in exchange for precious metals. But again, and back to our discussion, the burden of proving the requisite authority or ratification is on the party dealing with the agent. The principal does not have the burden of proving lack of authority or a lack of ratification. The burden falls on the agent. It falls on your congressmen and women. It falls on your state representatives. As we say when we start the broadcast out, this is a show-me showdown. Show me the facts, show me the law, show me your evidence, and show me where I ever ratified or entered into a contractual agreement to be liable for these debts. We need to look into actual authority and apparent authority to understand a little bit more about that. Actual authority is that authority which a principal confers upon the agent or unintentionally by want of ordinary care allows the agent to believe himself to possess. How can we assume that our state representatives have any more knowledge of our system of government than we? And especially those of us in the alternative media. We've spent more time studying political science and law here than the average person on the street ever would even dream of. We spend more time on the internet looking at laws and following and chasing up details and things like that. Most of these others out there, and especially even your legislators, would ever deign to do. They've got other things to do. They've got a boat. They've got two or three houses. They've got a nice sports car. They've got businesses to operate. They've got employees. They've got houses and lands. They've got servants, masters and servants to play with. But again, actual authority is that authority which a principal confers upon the agent. When they sign up into the marriage contract and put their hand on the Bible and say, I do, and they become a state representative or a state senator, they have to take out the marriage contract, which is the Constitution, and read their responsibilities. There's duties and responsibilities that run with it. When they go beyond that, then they fall into this intentionally or unintentionally by want of ordinary care, allowing the agent to believe that he possesses something he doesn't. Actual authority includes express or written authority and implied authority. And again, as we study law, it's all about the language of law. All of these parts and pieces are intertwined.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cardivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Tuesday broadcast in its final segment of today's broadcast, talking about contractual liabilities of principals and agents. You know, I've heard so many times. I'm sure you all have as well. Let's go ahead and let the system collapse, and then we'll just pick up pieces and go on down the road. But I can assure you that the whole system is not going to collapse. We've been sharing with you all the way back into the 1200s the development of this system, which we know is representative government, parliamentarianisms, parliaments assembled in deliberative assemblies. This system is not going to collapse, so to speak, as like some wet handkerchief that you drop and it falls on the lawn, from which you can erect whatever you want. Only key elements which have been designed to implode are imploding. And on the other side of this trouble, this turmoil, this trial or travail, no matter how deep it runs, no matter how wide or how long it lasts, on the other side, I'll guarantee you this, you can take it to the bank, there will be government. And about 90% of the systems that you understand, things, systems of order that you understand, that you comprehend, and many that you don't, will continue. In the milieu, in the upheaval. But again, the term express authority describes the authority explicitly given to the agent by the principal. Implied authority is used to describe authority which is necessarily incidental to the express authority, of which arises because of business custom and usage or prior practices of the parties. Customs, traditions, languages, tongues, tribes, creeds, all this is the origin of law. Implied authority is sometimes referred to as incidental authority. It is required or reasonably necessary in order to carry out the purpose for which the agency was created. Implied authority based on custom and usage varies from one locality to another and among different kinds of businesses. Do you think that your government locally is not a business? Municipal corporations, water corporations, sewer corporations, school corporations, they're all businesses. Fictions in law, legal fictions, but they have boards of directors. They have mission statements, Vision 2020 statements, bylaws. They operate under Robert's Rules of Order when they convene in their meetings. It is customary for other, if it is customary for other agents in a locality to make warranties or sell on credit, this agent and the third parties with whom he deals may assume he possesses such an authority in the absence of knowledge to the contrary. Custom, in effect, creates a presumption of authority. Why does government act the way it does? Because we have not taken care of doing our part of the process. We have not been diligent as principals, and thus custom, in effect, has given these people, to be generous and kind, a presumption of authority. They presume that they possess this because no one has ever, well, to use the word, why not? I'm up against Howard Stern at this time of day, because nobody ever bitch-slapped the dude. They presume they have that authority. Implied authority must be distinguished from apparent or ostensible authority, which is authority predicated on the theory of estoppel. Now, that's food for another discussion. But implied authority cannot be derived from the words or the conduct of the agent. A third person dealing with a known agent may not act negligently in regard to the extent of the agent's authority or blindly trust his statements in such a regard, but must use reasonable diligence and prudence in ascertaining whether the agent is acting within the scope of his authority. So when you contract with FEMA or the Department of Defense, you're acting on certain presumptions. You're acting on the presumption that the Department of Defense, or offense really, has the authority to create guillotines and torture racks. Or that you have some authority there to transfer trillions of dollars into private bank accounts just because you happen to work in the Pentagon. But the third parties, all those that work with them, have to proceed using reasonable diligence and prudence. They must ascertain not only the fact of the agency, but the nature and the extent of the agent's authority. And so when you're sitting down and you're a lobbyist and you're negotiating with a legislator, it is prudent that you ascertain not only the fact of the agency, but the nature and the extent of the agent's authority, because the legislator can only promise certain things. They only have such authority as they've been given. Should either the existence of the agency or the nature or the extent of the authority be disputed, the burden of proof regarding these matters is upon the third party. So once again, it falls on the shoulders of Boeing. It's always being put off. It's on the shoulders of Raytheon, L3 Communications. It's on their shoulders. The burden of proof. All agents, even presidents of corporations, have limitations on their authority. Authority is not readily implied. For example, possession of goods by one not engaged in the business of selling such goods does not create the implication of an authority to sell such goods. Authority to sell does not necessarily include the authority to extend credit, although custom may create such an authority. So we look at the government through the eyes of business, through the eyes of commerce, through the eyes of business law. and look how they conduct the business of government. We need to understand that. And especially if you're thinking about running for office locally and you find yourself in office, these thoughts might come to mind when you're sitting down and you're discussing the creation of a new body in your town, in your city, or in your county. By what authority, as an agent of the principal, do you have to create a sub-agent to run that agency? And we'll get into that. It's in here. Very fascinating how this all twines together, business, law, and politics. The terms apparent authority and ostensible authority are synonymous and describe the authority a principal, intentionally or by want of ordinary care, causes or allows a third person to believe the agent possesses. Apparent authority and ostensible authority. Let's change, let's put the hat on somebody else's head for a moment and think about the political parties. Once again, the politician, the official, is the agent of the political party. They're advancing the party platform, are they not? They were recruited by the political party. They were trained by the political party, just as if you were recruiting a realtor, a real estate agent, or if you were recruiting and training up an insurance agent. The parties recruit these individuals, and they then train them in the candidate training schools, etc., or in their universities, academia, also being in bed with the political parties, one and the same at the top. They train them up, and then they run them, and then they win them to office, gaining political power, proximity to or gaining absolute control of the power of government, that is the primary or the ostensible purpose of political parties. But then, not as an agent for you, the principal, as we, the people, the power in a republic, but as the agent for the political party, the corporation, the private corporation that put them in power, then the politician sits on the D side or the R side of the Great Hall, and he represents his party with the instructions, the platform, and all of the various committee decisions, congressional district committees, so on and so forth. And he's not representing you at all, or me. Represents the party. Well, there's much more to it. Thanks for listening today. I hope you learned something, and we'll pick it all up again and continue tomorrow. Until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with literally trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has gone down 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver is up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, a large inventory, plus very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.